8. Service encounter. Listen to a conversation between a student and a university employee. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, please. I'm here to ask about the student activity fee.
Sure. Any specific questions?
Yeah. First of all, what exactly am I paying per semester?
Well, it all depends on your enrollment status. How many credits are you signed up for?
15. I'm a full-time student.
Okay, meaning you're paying the full-time fee. Let's see. Well, looking at this chart, you are paying $560 per semester.
Whoa, that's steep. Do I really have to pay that? I mean, there's no way to waive that fee?
I'm sorry, but it's a mandatory fee for all undergraduate and graduate students.
It just seems like an awful lot. Well, my second question is, what exactly is it for? If it's going to be so much, I might as well find out if I can get any benefits from it.
Certainly. The student activity fee is mainly used to fund two major things, campus events and campus services.
Campus events? Like what? I haven't been to any this year, not that I'm aware of.
Do you remember spring weekend? There were tons of concerts, some big-name bands that came here to perform, and lots of events like comedy shows that ran pretty much all weekend.
Oh, yeah. When was that? In March? Okay, but that's once a year.
Well, that's one of our bigger events during the school year, but we always have other smaller events going on all the time. For example, we have free barbecues every month. Have you been to one?
No.
Really? But they're always being advertised. Anyway, there were also movie viewings every Thursday night, and special guest lecturers from time to time. If you keep your eyes and ears open, you'll find that there's always something that's being arranged by the student government and by various student organizations. They work really hard to keep up a lively atmosphere on campus.
Didn't you also mention services?
Yes. We have a wide array of available services such as healthcare, student-produced publications like the weekly newspaper, and free on-campus transportation. There are also computer centers located all around campus, special library facilities, and most recently the Night Walk program.
What's that?
Well, we have groups of people that escort students around campus after dark.
I didn't know that.
Yes, you see, though the student activity fee may seem like a lot, if you consider all that it includes, it's really not at all.